Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you're listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show that talks about the Akashic Records, that actually gives you free Akashic Record consultations on the air. And I really care about what you're thinking, and so I love to have comments and discussions with you. And tonight is no different than any other night that way. Love to have you call in and talk to me. Tell me what's bothering you. Tell me how the Akashic Records can help you. And for those people who have never heard of the Akashic Records, you may want to go to the BBS website and take a look at the information about the Akashic Wisdom Show. And there's a complete description of my work, as well as the information about what the Akashic Records are, right there online. And so if you just click on the Akashic Wisdom Show, and then it'll give you information from there. So suffice to say, the Akashic Records have been here beyond time. They are energetic recordings of our soul's journey over every lifetime. And beyond that, they are the energetic recording of life, not only on planet Earth, but galactically. And this information is available to us at varying levels, depending on our personal ability to receive and personal ability to expand. And based on how we're wired is what and how deep we can go in the Akasha. And so the way I've used the Akasha and the way I use the Akasha on the show is to help you understand why certain things have happened in your life. And so that's what this show is about. The format for the show tonight is if you'd like to be on, I'd love to talk to you. And if you have a question, I'd love to answer your question through the Akasha. You can email your current legal name and the name you would like to be called on the air to info@akashicwisdom.com. And I am at my computer, and I can see when you email me. And again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. And you can email the question and then call in, and email me your name and call in, and we will talk about what's going on in your life right now, or why certain things have happened in your life, or what patterns are happening in your life that you want to understand the core issues to, or how you can heal from something that has been troubling you, or how you can expand your awareness in certain areas of joy or creativity. So your questions are limited by your own curiosity, and we can cover whatever it is that you would like to cover in this time frame that we have. And the only thing I would like to do is, if you call in and we're talking and then someone else wants to call in, if you're calling and the number's busy, feel free to email me, say, waiting, and we will move our questions and our callers along as best as possible. So that's the format for tonight. Many times we have guests, and if you think that you know a person who would be a great guest on the Akashic Wisdom Show, please email me using the same email of info. It's info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will be happy to contact you. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on today, what's going on the planet today. Now, this is not astrology, and it's not intuitive, and it's not psychic. The information that I receive, I don't interpret. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And it comes forward in a way of, it's a stream of consciousness. Sometimes it's a picture, sometimes it's a knowing, sometimes I actually hear something, the actual words. But it is important to understand that this information is coming from a soul's perspective. And what's also important to understand is as we move into the level of soul information, the soul knows no pain. And so there are many times where we can be dealing with a very highly charged situation, event, or challenge in our life. And once you open your own personal Akashic records, or you learn how to do that, or I open them for you to help you understand more about what's going on, the information actually becomes less charged, and you're able to look at it, in many cases, more objectively. Tonight I'm being told that we're going to look at the subject of procrastination and how it affects your life and how it creates ripple effects. And this is not to criticize anyone. This is not to do anything but explain what's going on. We've talked about procrastination a bit before. I'd just like to mention, if you have a question that is not about procrastination, that's okay. You don't have to stay with the subject tonight. You can ask whatever you'd like. So what we're going to talk about is why procrastination, or how it is affecting the various aspects of who you are. I'd like to just move into you connecting with that which is most sacred within you. I'd like you all to just take a nice deep breath and relax and imagine a beautiful ball of light in the center of your chest and allow that light to expand and grow. And move that light to the top of your head so that your heart and your mind are connected in light. And see that light move deep within you as it extends outward beyond the heavens directly to Source. Now notice that internal vibration. That internal vibration that comes from deep inside your belly, deep inside your being. That vibration of light and love. And allow yourself to open to receive not only the information that will shift you, heal you, and nurture you, but also open up the vibration of your own personal knowing. Whenever information comes forward, it's important that you identify with that information as your own personal knowing, not as anybody else's information. It has to be yours. And what that means is that you have to feel the truth of it. So as we move forward into tonight's program, I want you just to focus on what feels right for you, what you resonate with. And so it's the old adage of take what you need and leave the rest behind. And now take a deep breath. Come back to the room and let's talk about this part of humanity, this part of our characters, this part of our personalities that seems to block us from stepping into our greatness. And procrastination is just one area of self-sabotage that we as humans participate in. And so talking about the various areas of self-sabotage and procrastination is something that can help you gain insight into releasing that which no longer serves you. Also, it's important to notice and take an inventory, if you will, of the things in your life that you would like to love. And this is all part of understanding the shame for which you walk in. If you're walking in the area of procrastination, or if you're walking in the area of self-sabotage, we have a tendency to put shame on ourselves that is unnecessary, but is very debilitating to us. So the idea here is for you to first create an inventory. It's a wonderful fantasy journey, if you will, of all the things that you would like to love about your life. Really take a look at the areas of your life. What would you like to love about your life? Would you like to love your home or the environment in your home? Would you like to love your work or your relationships or your physical body? Would you like to love your car for that matter? So it's all the things that you would like to love about your life. And then the next thing you want to make an inventory on is the areas that you feel you have let yourself down. Now, this is not to condemn yourself. This is not to make you feel guilty. This is not about moving you into more negative self-talk. That is not what this is about. This is about coming full circle into your own personal truth and detaching so that you can make a list of the things that you know you're hanging on to that no longer serve you. You see, you have to understand that each piece or each event or each situation that is unfinished in your life, that you feel you didn't make the grade with, or you feel that you failed at, each one of those pieces is an energy draw on who you are. It's like a tendril. It's like a string that is attached, and it literally sucks the energy out of who you are. Because each one of those tendrils, if you can imagine it being attached to a pump, like a suction pump that sucks energy and focus away from who you are and what you truly want to do. So making an inventory of all the things that you feel that you have let yourself down with would be an important piece. Because there comes a time where some of the things that we have done that we have let ourselves down with or that are unfinished, there comes a time where we have to make a decision. And the decision is, am I really going to do something about this, or is it time for me to let it go? Now, if there are areas in your life that you feel you can clean up, then by all means do so if that's your choice. The whole purpose of making these lists or being introspective like this has everything to do with you deciding what is going to assist you in feeling your own personal power. Because procrastination and self-sabotage is a way that we confirm for ourselves that we're not good enough. It just confirms it. And it keeps rolling over and over and over in our minds of the things that we didn't do that we could have done, didn't do that we should do, haven't done that we need to do. And so those things that move and mull over and over again in our minds suck our energy. And they also take our power away. They make us feel less than. They cause us to feel inferior because inside we believe this, and believe me, this has nothing to do with truth and it has nothing to do with logic, but our beings, our personalities work to, if we have these energy sucks, if you will, these tendrils that are sucking energy and ways that we feel that we are not living up to our potential. So there are ways that we feel that there are things that are undone that we're feeling uncomfortable with, sad or frustrated, angry even, or feel blocked with. These pieces cause us to give our power away and cement for us that we aren't good enough based on the fact that we can't, or we think we can't, complete them. It's also fueled by the fear that if, in fact, we stepped into our own power, we would also step into our greatness. And sometimes, stepping into your greatness is also a scary thing. And why is that scary? It's scary because you truly know in the depths of your being, whether you're conscious of it or not, but your soul knows, your higher self knows, your inner being knows, you are magnificent. And it's the fact that you aren't living up to who you are, and that knowledge that creates the sadness. I want you to think about that. The more you're plagued with the feeling of sadness and procrastination, the more you're plagued with the feeling of sadness about self-sabotage, the more you internally know how truly wonderful you are. Just think about that. Because if, in fact, you didn't truly know how wonderful you truly are, there'd be nothing to feel sad about. There'd be nothing to feel like you left yourself down. Because you wouldn't know any better. Because it doesn't, internally, you wouldn't have the knowing of what your potential is. The gap between who you are today and who you want to be, that gap is what creates the sadness. And if, in fact, you didn't know you could truly achieve it, you wouldn't have any sadness. You'd just move along the way you always move along. I mean, think about it. If you didn't know candy was sweet, you'd never really try and taste it. You probably wouldn't even crave it, would you? So it's the sweetness of your own personal power, the sweetness of stepping into your greatness and feeling effective. That notion, that feeling is what prevents you, or actually that knowing is what motivates you. It's the feeling that you haven't done it, that or haven't done something, that creates the gap. Now, the other piece is that you could be running on other people's belief systems that have caused you to believe that A, you're not good enough, or B, you're not lovable, or C, you couldn't take care of yourself, or whatever the issue is that continues to tell you you can't. That may in fact not be anybody else, your opinion at all. It's someone else's opinion that you're living under and that you're proving right by your behavior. You may want to just consider that again. So, to bring that down to a simpler statement, you may be operating from a belief system that was fueled and created by someone else's opinion long ago, and that opinion is who you are now trying and continuing to try to prove right. And the way you prove them right is by not stepping into your greatness, by creating pockets of self-sabotage, like procrastination. So if there's anyone out there that would like to discuss this, this would be the time to do it. If this resonates with you, please call in so we can have a nice discussion. I so love to hear your voices. I so love to have that interaction because it really creates an aliveness. So if you're out there and would like to call in, the number here in the United States is a toll-free number of 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you'd like to just dial direct, if you're out of the country, our country code is 01. And the telephone number to call direct is 530-876-3222. And remember, my email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay. Do we have a caller on the line? I heard a feedback.
Yes, hi. I'm your caller. I'm your first caller. Can you hear me?
Great. Who is this?
My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brookline, Massachusetts?
No, not Brookline, Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, Brooklyn, New York. Okay. All right. Couple states away. All right, not too far, though. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm just resonating with everything you're saying, especially about procrastination. I'm a singer, and I've been in a depression. I have been in depression for a while now, and I met some lovely young men in the park who were looking for a singer, and I had a nice time jamming with them, and I haven't called them. I'm quite a bit older than they are, you know, and I would give them milk and cookies. You know, I'd be kind of like their grandmother. And I just like to know whether this would be a nice thing for me to do. Also, I have a boyfriend who's even a little older than I am. He's 5 years older than I am, but he plays the flute. And maybe, yes, we could just have a nice time together. But I feel so funny about the age difference. But my boyfriend is always looking for people to play music with, and it would be nice if I could be singing again and help me get out of my depression and be more creative, because I'm in a slump right now. Do you think it would be a good idea to call these fellows? They seem like such sweet young men.
I think that would be a fabulous idea, and I'm going to tell you why. What the records are saying here is that it's time to release all the notions that you have that no longer serve you.
Mm-hmm.
That it's really important to understand that part of this depression that you've been experiencing has the aspect also of a hibernation. And that the hibernation, it's like what they're showing me is it's as if you had had blankets that you were like settling in for the long winter. And so there's two visuals they're giving me. One is that you are covered in blankets to hibernate for the winter, not that you're coming up to hibernate for this winter, but that's what's been happening with the depression. Uh-huh. That you are hibernating from the winter of your thoughts, if you will.
And the winter of my thoughts?
That's what they're saying, the winter of your thoughts.
Yeah.
And that it's time to take the layers of the blankets off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also important that you understand that, you know, this is not to say that you're not depressed. It's not to make light of your feelings, but it's to help you qualify the fact that sometimes when we as humans move into what we think is a stuckness that creates a depression, What it is the stuckness is really not a stuckness, but it's a hovering. It's our qualification that we suspect we're not moving or we're not doing what we need to do, and that we start beating ourselves up that actually creates the depression. But basically, it began as just a hovering to gather your thoughts to decide what next steps you want to do.
That makes sense.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be real important for you to really take time to do some of those inventories we were talking about. But it's also important that you allow yourself the joy of just connecting with other like-minded beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So calling these young men, you know, they have the ability to say no if they're too busy.
Yeah.
And so the idea here is not to go in with the expectation of anything but joy.
Yeah, just to have a nice time.
Yeah, and whatever comes from it, comes from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea here is to not look at them as younger, but to look at them as fellow artists.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you set this up, as I'm so old and you're so young, then you carry that energy and they believe it too.
Mm.
Because the art that you're creating has nothing to do with age.
Mm.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do, yeah.
The vibratory song, music, singing, that vibratory stance is actually healing for all people. And they may have their own gigs, and they may have their own deals, etc. But if they gave you their contact information, and they were having a good time too,
uh-huh.
You know, if you meet once a month just to jam,
right?
You know, that can be just as much fun.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And the other piece here is you may want to look at allowing this to be your like stepping stone into finding a group that you feel are your contemporaries that really share the same kind of history musically that you do.
Right, which I don't feel that these people are.
They probably aren't. But that doesn't mean that you have to you don't have to be so serious about it.
Right, yeah.
You know, lighten up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the idea here is to lighten up and to just use this as a stepping stone, if you will,
mm-hmm.
a way of getting back in the groove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, thank you.
How does it feel?
It feels good. It's just been something that I've been procrastinating.
Yeah, sure. But why do you suspect you were?
Well, because I told them about somebody that I had known that I was... who's very, very, very well-known musician that I'm trying to get over right now, and I just didn't want to think about him, and I mentioned him, and I didn't want to get caught into, like, old stories about him instead of playing music.
So the idea here is you mentioned this person, but you really didn't want to talk about this person. But you...
I did at the time, but now I don't.
Okay.
I've changed since then. I realized that I have to kind of leave him, you know, I did what I could with him, and I need to leave him in my past.
Yeah,
know?
And that chapter is closed right now.
Excuse me?
The chapter is now closed.
The chapter is now closed, yeah.
And so that's all you have to share. That's what you, in other words, like if they get into it, like tell me about such and such, it's just a matter of, you know, that chapter's closed right now.
Right, yeah, not get into it, let's play music instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because the sum and total of who I am are of all the experiences I've had with all the artists I've known.
Right.
So the idea, if you think that they're trying to, they would jam with you just because you knew this famous person. Like,
no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they like the way I sang.
I think, then, hey, you know, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the other thing is that you both may be, you know, the group as well as you may be doing a service to each other because they may have music they want to, you know, pull out and hear how it sounds with the vocal. You know, what I'm hearing is they have arrangements that you can vocalize that they hadn't considered yet.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
Is this a jazz
group? They were in the formulating stages when I first met them.
Is this a jazz group?
Well, they do a little bit of everything. They were just jamming, you know,
yeah.
And they had a sax. They had a strange instrument. They had a sax. They had an accordion. They were just a group of young people. It's very nice. But they were the one that asked me about the milk and cookies, so that's where I came. In fact, they're cute. They asked for lactose intolerant milk. One of them asked for it.
That's funny. That's very funny. So tell me, Susan, how did you find Akashic Wisdom? I mean, how did you find it?
I just listened to BBS. I just started listening recently, you know. And I've heard of the Akasha, and I had an Akashic reading from another source done recently.
Oh, that's great.
I just basically have heard of the Akasha for a long time, but I never had any contact with it until recently. And what you were talking about was somewhat in line with what I just had done.
Yeah.
You know, and so
When you had that consultation, did they access the records through a holy prayer?
Through a holy prayer?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They did it offline. They just took my name or something, and they didn't do it online. You know?
Oh, I see.
It was on the telephone, so I don't know.
Yeah, we did.
But
well, that's what I do.
Too.
I do it on telephone. I don't do it online at all.
They did it. They went off and did it separately, and then they called me back.
Oh, I see. That's interesting.
They arranged the time to call me after they did the research.
And was it helpful?
They did it through deep trance mediumship.
Okay. Yeah, which is, again, there are many ways of accessing the Akashic records.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The way that I use, I just for your own information, is I access the records through a holy prayer.
That sounds good, yeah.
And the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And then what happens is you're totally conscious that you can use the information in every area of your life.
Uh-huh, that sounds good. I like where you're coming from. It's
realistic,
yeah.
So it's not about, you know, Edgar Cayce did trance mediumship and trance channeling. And that's not the way I've been taught. That's not
I
what
know.
I teach. It's,
yeah.
it's conscious access for conscious use.
Right.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying one is better than the other. There's many ways. I'm just trying to explain what my process is.
Yeah, no, because I listened. I understood, yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, I like you.
Oh, you're welcome. And, well, you may want to think about actually taking, you know, musicians take a level one workshop of the Akasha to expand their creativity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because, I'm stuck. It's like, and they're just telling me, be creative, you know, that's what you're missing in your life. You come from a soul group that's creative, and you're not being creative, and you're not going to get undepressed until you be creative again. But I don't feel creative. You know, I got to get within myself. Maybe
it's like a big cycle. You can't feel creative until you're not depressed. You can't be,
I feel a little stuck. So is there something that you can offer me? Tell me, and I'll consider it. And you know, give me the website again, and I'll check it on the website.
Yeah, my website isn't up to date with the classes. The 2008 schedule isn't set yet. The next class that is going to be coming up for level one is going to be in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, this coming in December 1st and 2nd. And then there's going to be one in Cleveland the weekend after that.
Oh, I can't travel to those places.
Yeah, that's okay.
No,
that's fine. I was just saying it. But the ones, now you live in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, if you're interested, if you want to email me, I'll put you on my email list and I'll let you know when I'm going to be close to you.
Okay. So, but I forgot to write down the email at the beginning of the program, so if you could repeat it.
Oh,
or
sure.
If you're going to repeat it at the end of the program, I'll just stay up for the end of the
program. No, I'll do it both. You know?
Okay.
The email that you would write to is info, I-N-F-O,
mm-hmm.
at akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great.
Great, and I hope this has been helpful.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, and it'll help my boyfriend, too, because he loves playing flute, and I think he'd fit right in, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, info at akashicwisdom.com.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan. Have a wonderful evening, and I hope you do listen to the end of the program.
I will.
That'd be great.
Okay,
be great.
God bless.
And
bye
keep listening.
Now.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wasn't that wonderful? And you see, what's interesting about this and what you all want to know is that just as we were speaking with Susan about the different ways you can use the Akashic Records, using the Akashic Records is limited only by your own imagination, so that you can do or work with it in any way that you need to. However, that's something you really need to know. And, just as a comment, I'm also a member of an organization called Akashic Record Consultants International. And we are a group of individuals that have created an organization. I'm one of the founding members. That it's been around since 2001 and was actually founded by Mary Parker. And you can find out more information on that organization, because what we do is we train and certify Akashic Record consultants and teachers. So if you're looking for a workshop near you in your area, you can go to www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And information on the Akashic Records and classes will be up there. Now, we are changing webmasters, so I don't know if the classes are totally up to date right now, but they're going to be there soon. There's also a list of teachers that are all over the country and all over the world, as a matter of fact, that you can connect with, and so that's also there for you. One more thing that about procrastination. Well, actually, probably there's going to be more about procrastination. Let me get this right here. If you're cycling into a depression based on your procrastination, it really is important that you choose to do something that's going to make you feel good about you. It's about when you're in the midst of a groove of depression and procrastination, the doing something actually like shifts the groove, if you will. And what you want to do is you want to be able to do at least one thing every day that makes you feel good about you. It doesn't have to even be a big thing. It can be it could be as little as if you've never made your bed before, you don't feel making your bed because it feels good. I mean, if it feels good for you. Or it could be just something that you put in your life that makes you feel good about you, that you do for you consciously with intention, so that at the end of the day, you have something that you can feel good about, and you have something that makes you feel worthwhile. and then take that one thing and begin to build on it. So it's do at least one thing every day that makes you feel good about you. And that would be the important piece. So if you're out there and you'd like to have a discussion with me and have a mini reading similar to what Susan had, please call in at 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S., toll free. Or if you'd like to call from Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you'd like to call directly into the BBS studios, it's 530-876-3222. Now, what I'd like to share with you is these are not rollover lines. So if you call and there's a busy signal, it's because I'm talking to somebody else. Also, I'd like to share with you is that my personal telephone number, if you'd like to give me a call after the show's over or any other time, if you have a question, if you'd like to talk about something, my telephone number directly is 216-691-1233. And that's a 24-hour voicemail, and if I'm sitting at my computer and I'm sitting at my desk, I answer it. Otherwise, I return your call and be happy to, you know, talk to you about whatever it is that is happening in your life. So again, 216-691-1233. Okay. All right, so back to stepping into our greatness and eliminating procrastination in our lives. One of the things that's important to understand about self-sabotage and procrastination is that it is fueled by anger and rebellion. It's an interesting concept. Now think about that. Fueled by anger and rebellion. So when you're procrastinating about something, you need to look at what you are rebelling against or what you're fearful of. So it could be a rebellion. It could be a fear. It could be any one of those things. And so what it is, it could be a fear of rejection. So, for example, if you have a report or a project that you're doing that you know is due at a certain time and you keep procrastinating against it, there could be a situation where you're concerned that you will be rejected and that by doing it the last minute, it seems like what you're telling yourself is that the adrenaline helps you do it better. Well, it's not just that the adrenaline helps you do it better. It also gives you an excuse of why it's not as good enough as you wanted it to be. And then it feeds into where you put yourself down. We have another caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy. How are you? You're good. You're calling from good old Minnesota?
Yes.
Great. Great.
Yes. I heard the invite 4 times, and I thought, well, I better call in.
There you go. There you go. How is this subject hitting you tonight?
How is it hitting me?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Smack dab.
Did you say not bad?
No. It's hitting directly.
Welcome to humanity.
Oh.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, there was something that you were talking about regarding the procrastination and, it just went away. It definitely directly resonates, and I look at why, or have looked at why, I continue to procrastinate. Oh, I know the one thing was, with procrastination, do circumstances continue to re-happen? And I may have missed what you said about that.
Say again, please.
Does it rehap? Do things re-happen, replay? When you procrastinate, does that somehow recreate certain types of activities in one's life.
What procrastination does is it creates another tendril of ways of feeling bad about yourself. So when a person procrastinates, and believe me, we all do it, no matter how aware you are, it just happens sometimes, you know, it's like, but you beat yourself up, and the beating yourself up for procrastinating creates an energy vortex that sucks your energy.
So it is possible then that circumstances recreate.
Oh, yeah.
Duplicate because you're stuck in that same
groove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you be more specific?
Pardon me?
Do you want to be more specific about an issue?
Well, it could be any issue. I mean, it could be with finances, it could be career, it could be I'll say one. Being a firefighter. Helping others get through their types of situation, being brought into their realm. They need something done, and so then I'm invited in, and then I'm the firefighter, and then I get so involved, and then pretty soon my energy or my time is being overutilized, and the part of procrastination is the saying, I'm done now, or enough is enough, or, you know, I need to stop this.
Yeah, but the other thing is you want to look at it, sometimes the idea of helping others is a way that we actually procrastinate helping ourselves.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I agree.
And so we make the excuse that we have to do so many things for other people and that we don't have time for ourselves. That's the reason why we don't get done what we want to get done. And then what ends up happening is we feel angry and resentful at ourselves for not doing what we need to do for ourselves, and then we quote unquote try to blame someone else because you try to blame them, but it doesn't stick. So then you end up blaming yourself for not being strong enough to say no,
right?
And then you get angry at yourself for not saying no, and it perpetuates the actual procrastination because you're in strong rebellion. I mean, it gets. You know, can you identify with some of this?
Well, I'm very fortunate to know that I've created it.
Yep.
Because it's not the first time, and so I know that I'm not able to blame anyone.
Right, right.
But thank myself.
That's
for the
why
gift.
It won't stick. That's why it won't stick. Yeah.
Just thank myself for the gift one more time to remember to help myself, and though still having a hard time saying, okay, I need to readjust my time here, because now I've been helping and they're counting on it, and so then being able to I guess allow them to help themselves,
right?
Telling them that it's time for me to step back a little bit. So I'm still procrastinating, even though I understand that I created this, and part of it to camouflage helping myself, and yet not stepping up to the situation. And so then what is that? Is that fear of...
Well, what would be important for you to understand or ask yourself is exactly what you're afraid of by speaking your truth.
Right.
To the other person.
Right.
People. The idea is that what is stopping you? See, there's a procrastination there, too. Okay, it's not just a it's not just a procrastination it creates for not for you not helping yourself. It's a procrastination for you not standing, moving into your own power and speaking your truth.
Yes.
Yeah. And so the other thing is you may want to ask yourself what's really going on there. And then there's a part of this, or whatever the situation is, that you have to really get clear about how is this helplessness that I'm feeling in the situation. There was if you felt empowered to change it, you would change it. So what's the opposite of feeling empowered is feeling helpless, right? Ineffective,
okay.
Correct?
Okay.
And take a look at that just for a moment. And so the idea is that it's really about where do I feel powerful in my life and effective, and where do I feel like afraid and ineffective or helpless? Like, in other words, like you feel helpless to just say it. You know, it's like you want to say it, you don't say it, and you it's a frustration of not being able to just put it to words. So the idea is that charge there is serving you in some way.
Yeah.
And so it's really about how is this situation of not speaking my truth serving me? What does it allow me to do, and what does it prevent me from doing?
Right.
And again, you know, should you decide to come to the class in Eden Prairie, that when you had your records open, you could go deeper into it. That doesn't mean that you could, a person just for the audience's sake of, a person can do this without knowing how to work with their own records. It's just that you get a really deeper view and deeper insight once you know how to work with your own records.
Right, and faster.
Yeah, right. And so there's that, you know, and that would be an important piece. Because there's nothing that we don't do that doesn't feed us.
Right.
In one way or another. And that's the thing that we have to really come to grips with. How is this feeding me?
Right.
Yep.
Great question.
Yeah, and they're good for anybody who wants to meditate on them.
Absolutely.
And again, to allow the willingness of receiving your own personal knowing to come forward.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah.
Great. When during the workshop, do you have certain areas that you highlight or that you focus on for the first workshop?
Sure. Well, the level one workshop teaches you how to actually use the Akashic Record prayer to open your own personal records. So you learn how to work with the prayer to open and close. And then we also move into, because it's 2 days, we expand that and you learn how to work with the records in the areas of creativity, in the areas of healing relationships, of making decisions, because the records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. And we move into basically the energetics of the group gives us the way that we're going to what information the record keepers bring forward. But you're taught how to use the Akashic Records energy in pretty much every area of your life.
That's awesome.
And you also learn how to perfect or how to word the questions so that you get to the right area of the record, so that you get the answers that you're looking for. Because
great.
there's a way of phrasing questions when you're working with the records that's different than working with anything else. And so phrasing the records properly is another piece that's very important. And then you also learn an energetic introspective technique called the grace points that allows you to go deeper and release different blocks that you have, energetically. Mm. So it's chock full of fun and juiciness and experiences.
Right, and powerful. Wow.
Yeah, because it's a tool. What you're being taught is a tool that you will use for the rest of your life whenever you choose to use it.
That's great, Donna.
Yeah. Well, we're coming close to the end of our program. I want to really thank you for calling. And if you want to chat offline, I can give you a call back. Just email me your telephone number.
I left you a message already.
Yes, I know you did. And so I just got to listen to that again. And I'll call you back after the show, okay?
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with everybody. And I feel like the procrastination issue is perfect timing, especially when we're moving into the workshop. So.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to speaking with you, working with you, and thanks again for calling.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
dear.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I want to thank all of you who are listening. I want to honor you and hope that you, that the information that was shared, not only from the Akasha as a message from the Akasha, but also the callers that called in tonight. You know, this is a program that one question actually is serving all of you who are listening. And I so appreciate your listening. I so appreciate you being there. And so tell your friends if you found benefit, because word of mouth is truly the best advertising. And know that these programs are archived, so if there's something that you didn't get, you can certainly go back into the archives and replay it and listen it over again so you can take those notes that you need. Each program is like a mini workshop on how you can be the total you and the best you you can be and to really step into your magnificence. So at this point, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on this evening, on this wonderful Sunday evening, November 25th, 2007, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. And if you would all join me in saying amen. Have a wonderful week, and I'll speak to you next week live from Minnesota. Good night.